Perhaps Andrew Carnegie, Flagler's contemporary, had the best explanation as to why the titans of America's Gilded Age would want to build monumental homes like Whitehall when he wrote in 1889,
"It is well, nay essential for the progress of the race, that the houses of some should be homes for all that is highest and best in literature and the arts."
In fact, everywhere in this first room of Whitehall, or the Grand Hall as it was named, we see references to the ancient muses of arts and literature. The paintings on the Grand Hall ceiling, like many of the objects in the house, are not merely decorative, but have symbolic meaning. The large oval painting in the center of the Grand Hall ceiling depicts the Oracle of Delphi, who served as the voice of Apollo, the Greek god of the arts and the father of the muses. The oracle is surrounded by goddesses who are about to go forth to share Apollo's divine wisdom with the world in order to inspire mankind. Surrounding the center ceiling painting are four panel paintings painted in gray tones, which symbolize the mythical four rivers of life. The ceiling paintings at the far ends of the room represent dawn and dusk. Other important objects in the Grand Hall include a bust of Augustus Caesar, a cassone, a tall case clock, large marble figures in each corner of the room, and a portrait of Flagler located near the entrance to the library to your left as you face the grand staircase.